and she had a shopping cart stacked full of all the best meat cuts and everything you could see on there. That was, I mean, top of the line stuff. And this cashier young lady was talking to her and laughing and joking and having a great time. And they were talking instead of working part of the time. And Melvin thought, I wish they'd get down to work. I want to get out of here. We want to eat breakfast. The Holy Spirit said, shut up. After they got finished, this lady walked away. Somebody came and took her grocery cart for her, take it to the car. And this lady, cashier, turns to me, and she said, I don't know why, but I've been so sick all morning. And Melvin thought, I say, Melvin, that's up here, not here. There's about 12 inches from here to here. And we have problems with the two of them. They conflict most of the time. Anyhow, up here I thought, it sure didn't look like it a moment ago. It looked like you were fine. She was laughing and joking and carrying on like I thought, wow, she must be on top of the mountain this morning. But out of my heart comes, I know who can make you well. And she said, don't talk to me like that. I'm an atheist. And this thought, now you're done. But this wasn't done. See, we have to learn. We have to learn to listen to this instead of this. And I said, you're not an atheist. She said, well, I think I'm. I said, no, you don't even think. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what you think. And this said, you're going to tell her what she thinks. You see what I'm saying? The continual conversation. Which one do we listen to? Is what brings the results. And so out of my heart comes, the problem is you've tried to make yourself think you're an atheist to cover the conviction in your life of the Holy Spirit. She said, maybe you're right. I said, maybe I'm right. And I know so. I know you're right. I know so. I know I'm right. So all of a sudden, I saw a vision. Because I thought, now, I'm going to pray for this lady and have her accept Jesus now. And it's checkout time for her. Yeah, this is it. And the Holy Spirit said, not now. He showed me some sprouts. Oh, he said, don't break the sprout. And immediately he gave me a vision of, I planted sweet corn one time. And it didn't come up for a whole week, and I thought, something wrong with the seed. So I went down there. I knew exactly where the row was because it had an indent. And I dug, went down, digging for this corn. And I don't find any corn here. No wonder it's not coming. All of a sudden, I see, and I broke off a sprout. And I looked back, and I saw five or six other sprouts that I had broken off in the process that I didn't see. And I went and covered those kernels back over real nice again. They'll sprout again. Every one of the sprouts I'd broken off never sprouted again. God said, don't break the sprout. And gave me that picture. He said, one plants, another one waters, and I bring the increase. And they say it takes approximately 7 witnesses on the average. Some say 6, some say 7. I'd prefer not perfect number. I've heard it both ways. Till one comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. God said, just be one of the 7. And now it takes the pressure off. I don't have to get them saved. I was at the Lowe's Hardware, and I needed a little help to put some timbers on the cart I was taking it out with, A young man was called to help me, and I asked him if he was a follower of Jesus. He said, no, but I'd like to be. I was shocked. I almost forgot what to do next. So I said, when? He said, now. So sometimes you're there, to reap the harvest, and sometimes you're there to plant and to water. Now there's no bad feeling anymore. I just know that when I witness to them, they're just one step closer to the kingdom of God. That takes all the pressure away. Hallelujah. Are you ashamed of Jesus? If you are, he says he'll be ashamed of you before his Father. Okay? So what do you feel in your heart? Are you determined to take as many people to heaven with you as you can? Follow your heart, not your mind. Mark 16, 15 to 18, the Great Commission, says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow the preacher. Not no. Who shall they follow? Do we have believers in the house? Yes. Hallelujah. So the signs you need to be raising the dead when God tells you to. Don't do it just because you want to. I was called one morning, 5:30 in the morning. A family that we knew very well, real close to them. And they called and said, Dad just passed away. And we wanted to call you first. And so I said, well, when's the funeral going to be? I found out later, they said, this is not a problem. Brother Howell walk in the room and lay hands on him, and he'll just get up. But I didn't get that message. Hello? God didn't tell me to go raise him from the dead. That's where many people fail. Because you've done it before, so you can do it again, but God didn't say so. Listen to your heart. Your heart will never lead you wrong. The mind gets us in trouble all the time if you listen to it. It says that each time shall follow them that believe my name, they shall cast out devils, the believer. Not just the preacher. I'm not going to ask you how many have ever raised people from the dead. I'm not going to ask you cast out demons. Hallelujah. The believer. You know, all these years I asked God why he called us to the mission field. Getting warm up here. Is that all right? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where was I? Mama, help me. At 90, sometimes I still get a senior moment. Where was I, Mel? Oh, yes, thank you. You're listening. You know, recently, God spoke to me about something else. He said, sometimes I catch myself repeating things. And they say that's a sign of old age. God spoke to me, said, no, somebody didn't get it the first time. Now, if you repeat things, somebody didn't get it the first time. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I asked God why he called my wife and I with 9 children to go to the mission field. And then gave us 2 more and then we adopted number 12. Why? And just, he never told me until recently. And here's what he said. I knew you would do what I say. That's all. Obedience. Just obeying God. Just do what God says. Don't sit there like a bump on the log if God gives you something. Hallelujah. If it's God, hallelujah, it won't interfere in any way, shape, or form. It'll just add to the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. My, my, my. There are churches that if you have a prophecy, you have to ask the preacher if it's okay to give it. Because they've had some false prophets. Oh, I could give you a lot of things about missions this morning. But this is coming down where you're living. Where I'm living. Here. Hallelujah. That great commission. So what are you saying? This is not my calling. What is your calling? Are you saying, I don't know what to say, so I do nothing. Just let people go to hell. Is that all you care about? Do you feel that they deserve hell? Of course we did too. Without Jesus, we did too. But in Ezekiel 3:18, can you get that up there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This was when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor sayest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his soul or life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. His blood will I require. If you are quiet, and if you're not witnessing the people wherever you go, someday you will answer to God. You're somewhere. I like to go to Walmart. Most of all, to be a witness, because there's always, I walk in there and there's nobody at the cash register. The ladies are standing out there in the aisle waiting for somebody. Here, I'll take care of you. By the time I get there, there's a line back into the aisle. Do you know why? So I don't just witness to one, but I witness to a whole congregation. And this is what I say, since when I used to ask people, are you a Christian? And I offended two Muslim couples to no end. I wasn't sure that they're not going to beat me up. I was scared to get out of that restaurant. They were awful, angry, and somebody told me, you don't talk to them like that. You ask them as a follower of Jesus. They believe that Jesus was a prophet and that he was a good man. The Muslims believe that. And so now I use that all the time. I say, are you a follower of Jesus? And of course, in the way they answer, you can tell exactly where they are. Amen. And I had one man not long ago said, oh, and then I come up with, right quick, you don't want to go to the other place. And this man said, I want to go to hell. I said, you want to go to hell? He said, of course I do. I said, I want to shovel coal for my old buddies. I said, sir, you have no idea what you're saying. And I said, if you don't accept Jesus in your Lord as Lord and Savior of your life into your heart, you will go there. And he walked away. Didn't give me a chance. But I also realized, one step closer. I wasn't feeling bad. I had joined my heart that I was bringing that man one step closer to the kingdom of God. Listen to me, folks. Don't always expect results immediately. Hallelujah. Because it takes a process. Hallelujah. And if we're willing to be that process, when I get out in the parking lot and somebody says, hi, I say, by the way, are you a follower of Jesus? Everywhere I go, I made it a point. Every business place I go, somebody will hear the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will go as far as God tells you to go, and then you stop. Because one plants, just keep that in mind, one plants, another waters, and God brings the increase. Whether I'm there when the harvest is ripe doesn't make any difference. Somebody will be. God will be sure of that. Hallelujah. So we have a responsibility in Pennsylvania, Elizabethtown, and all the community, Harrisburg, wherever you are from, wherever you live. You owe it to the community. How many years did Edna go to the capital of Harrisburg? 29 years. Who took over that responsibility? You did? Okay. Praise the Lord. There's the list I did. Hallelujah. But it takes more than one. If you want to change something, you've got to work at it. A farmer knows how it's different today. We used to have to plow, haul the manure on, and then plow it down, and then go it with a disc till you had the dirt fine, and sometimes you had to take the cul-de-packer over top of that or the roller over top of that to get those lumps crushed and so forth, and finally it's ready for planting. And the farmer knows if you don't plant wheat, you don't get wheat. Farmer knows you have to plant it. Then you have to keep the weeds out. It's a process. And this is how it is in the kingdom of God. It's a process. And we must become part of that process if we want God to bless our life. And I'm here to tell you, these 29 years, I am not on a salary. If I receive checks from a church, if they do not say on that check, personal, which I don't encourage that. I don't need it. God has taken care of us these 46 years without being on a salary. Just what people have given to us, mostly personally, unless they say that's for the ministry. If they give it to us personally, then it's mine. But when a church writes out a check, the IRS told me, it don't matter whose name it is in, if you talk about the work, the check must go to the ministry unless it's otherwise designated. And I honored that all these 46 years. And we are blessed. We even still drive a motorhome up and down the road. I didn't bring it here today because I still have a car today from one of our sons. When we get to Pennsylvania, he said, you can have our car, our extra car, all the time you need it while you're up here. Hallelujah. They're coming to pick it up today or where we're going over to. Anyway, by the way, if any of you would like to join us at Five Pointville at the ambulance hall, we're going to have lunch and dinner over there. And you can't bring a dish. There'll be plenty there anyway. Praise God. They encourage everybody to bring a cold and a hot dish, but that's not necessary. If you want to go, you're welcome. Hallelujah. Because I heard that they can go get more chairs if they need it and more tables. And so I'm just here to bless you today. I'm here to bless you, but encourage you or challenge you. You have a responsibility to everybody that God sends in your presence. Not always do you have to say something, but I'm here to tell you, have you ever noticed you go into a restaurant and there's hardly anybody there, and while you're there, it fills up? Do you have an idea why? There's something on you that attracts people. If you have the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life, you have the anointing to attract people. And people come to you, and they don't say hi to anybody else. But when they walk past you, they say, hi, how are you? Why? Because the Holy Spirit drew them to you, so you minister to them. And you have an obligation from today on. Mission work at the house, at home, as well as the world. Hallelujah. Here, you can be the person that's doing what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fill this house. Fill the balcony. Fill it like you have to knock the walls out and build it bigger. Hallelujah. For His honor and for His glory. You say that's impossible for this area. No, it's not. All that needs to happen is people start getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and healed by the power of God. And I'm here to tell you, people will find this place. They will find this place. But you have an obligation to witness to those people. I don't even tell them where I'm from unless they ask me. Oh, and I did say to that man that said he wants to go to hell, I told him last, I said, you will remember from this day on what this preacher said to you. I never said that to anybody else about being a preacher. But that came out. You know, words come out that you really have no idea sometimes that comes out of you when you listen to the heart instead of the mind. And it comes out what they need. And then you wish after, I wish I'd have said this. No, You weren't supposed to, or it would have come to your heart. I felt guilty of that many times. Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I say that? I'm giving you guys a message on how to do it. How to do it here at home, as well as on the foreign field. You get blessed at home, the mission field gets blessed. Hallelujah. This church increases, the mission funds increase. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you that the anointing of God is all over this place this morning, and I'm going to invite you to, if you just want to stand, you can stand, you can sit and raise your hands. If you want to come to the altar, I want to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God to come on this house, and my wife's going to come and help me. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you, for the anointing of God to be on you in a way that you have never experienced in your life, and that you'll have the freedom, and you'll never be ashamed of Jesus again. Never be ashamed of Jesus again. And you will tell the people. Hallelujah. You don't preach, push it down their throat. You just listen to your heart, what your heart says. And when you say what your heart says, then the things will come to pass. Whether you're number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, sometimes it might take 30 times. Some people are hard as rocks, you know. Sometimes it takes a lot of hammering to break a rock. Hallelujah. But for me, nobody really witnessed to me. I was cussing. I had learned to curse like nobody. I don't know if anybody could cuss like I did. English didn't have words meaning enough. So German had a lot more meaning in the words. And boy, I knew how to cuss for an hour straight, just cussing straight. I was mowing the stubbles behind the combine to get more straw for our cattle in the barn, and it blew more choked up. And finally, I was cussing all this time, and I tried to bust the tractor. And finally, I went to the toolbox tractor, got the longest wrench I could find, and I started beating the mower and cussing. Then I threw the wrench as far as I could. This man has a lot of temper. I knew what it was to be angry. I still know what it is to be angry, but I'm angry at the devil now. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. But it's okay to be angry at the devil. Hallelujah. And so then I remembered, if I don't go pick up the wrench, my brother will probably kick me, losing the wrench. So I was cussing all the way, going to pick up the wrench, and I threw it as far as I could throw it. And when you're cussing, you're angry, you can throw pretty far. And cussing all the way over, all the way back, I jumped on the truck, and I saw my brother come with a sharp mower blade. Ended the problem. The next day it rained. We couldn't harvest. And as we, my brother decided to fix the manger in the barn, the cattle had broken the bottom out. He couldn't find a board other than an oak plank, just a piece of oak plank about 4 feet long, about a foot wide. And he decided to put that in. He put a nail in, and it bent over. Put another nail in, bent over. And he started cussing exactly like I had been cussing the day before. He kept hammering nails and started them and bending them over. And then he got mad, and he started cussing again and slit that hatchet and started nailing and took the hatchet. Bam! They'd fly away. I don't know how more, I know more flew away than he stuck in the board. There was 36 stuck in the board after he was done. He was cussing all this time. And a mirror flashed in front of me. This was you yesterday. You acted just like him. Just like him. That made me so ashamed. So ashamed. And I said, God, is there any way that you could forgive a sinner like me? God. We were taught you can't know that you're saved. You only hope that when you die, you live good enough. God will let you to heaven. I said, God, can you forgive me? That's what I said. And God said, sure. Even the cow knew when I got changed. Hallelujah. I used to have to milk the cow, and she was so good at switching you in the eyes, hitting you right across the eyes with the tail while you were milking. And I had a three-legged wooden stool, and I tried to bust the ribs with it. And cussing like, I didn't do it anymore. I still wanted to sometimes. This said, do it. This said, no, you don't do that anymore. See, we learn to listen to the heart. What is in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of us, Lord, that are here in your presence this morning. Holy Spirit of God, I pray for a double portion of your Spirit on each one of us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is the day that you have made, and you have made it for a new trust in the missions here in the home church. Father, and everybody that these people meet, Father, the anointing of God spread like wildfire over this community in the name of Jesus, because they're going to obey you, Father, in Jesus' name, for your honor and for your, and God, you will respond. You said, hallelujah, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah, where two or three agree, and there's more than two or three of us here this morning, and so we pray, Holy Spirit, this morning, the anointing sweep from this side all the way to that side of this church in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's anybody here that's not saved, I would like to encourage you, welcome you to come up here in front of these people here. Hallelujah. If you acknowledge shame to Jesus, if there's anybody here that's not saved, this would be the time for you to give your heart to Jesus. Do it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know that God's speaking to somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That needs to surrender their life completely to God. Yeah, hallelujah. So just come on. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Hallelujah. Or he'll be ashamed of you. Hallelujah. It is just a day that the Lord has made for you. God sent me here for you, that you may know the truth and nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, for your honor and for your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Papa Luke. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He's not finished yet. He's still here. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And he taught me some of this way back there many years ago in Steelton and then at Harrisburg. Hallelujah. When we left from there to go to missions, Father, he told me to be sure go to Berlin, Ohio. Gave me the sound advice, the counsel, correct, exact, precise counsel and direction by the Holy Spirit of God, because that's where you really wanted us to go, not just to Washington, Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. So the disappointments that happened in our lives are normally not disappointments. They're just redirections. Just redirections. God is rearranging our direction. And he changed our direction to go to Berlin, Ohio, instead of directly to Texas like we intended. Hallelujah. And then we ended up, instead of 100, he gave us 50. And then we got $332 in some sense in the church in Berlin, Ohio, because the lady that had the children's church, she come in before we were done with a jug about half full of money, and she said the children were praying for a missionary to come through, and you were the one they picked. Hallelujah. Oh, God, sometimes our disappointments are directions, most of the time, or redirections by the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Now you better come.
Amen. Amen.